We're going to spend some time now with some women in Wisconsin who say they honor the ancient tradition of singing at the bedsides of people who are struggling, some with living and some with dying.
Now is the only moment.
Some people call them deathbed choirs, but those who perform the service prefer to call themselves threshold singers. And we're going to meet some of them now. They belong to the National Threshold Singers chapter in Madison, and we'll let them tell you their story in their own words.
We sing for people who are seriously ill, for people who are dying, and for people who are grieving. But we don't consider ourselves entertainers. That's not what we do. We sing to heal. We're like music therapists.
We are sending you light to heal.
We don't sing the whole choir around a bedside. We only sing with maximum four of us, and we sing very, very softly. Because we don't want to intrude or overwhelm. We want to reach people at their heart level, and we really want to be just kind of floating over them.
We are sending you light to hold you.
Most of the music is rather soothing, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, does it? It could be something rather boisterous if that's what the situation called for, right?
We've been singing for a gentleman here with a lot of memory loss, and he couldn't verbalize anything, and we have been singing to him for months. And he usually is quite agitated and often wants the songs to end, and then we got a list of some different songs. We started singing the old-time songs. And we sang A Bicycle Built for Two. And this man, his eyes flew wide open, and he started singing with us on one of the verses, and we couldn't believe it. It was just like the room was electrified. We had finally reached him.
But you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Bicycle built for two.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. I had sang at my grandmother's deathbed and sat at my father's deathbed and sang to him. So I was very interested in continuing that because I really saw that it helped the spirit lift. And I felt great joy when I did it.
Celebrate.
People have different beliefs and theories behind it, but one is the idea that women throughout history have been the midwives that usher in life. And that they should be the ones at the gate out the other end to help people cross the threshold to the next life.
Celebrate your dreams and your visions are coming true.
Oh, I love this. I love doing this.
From spiritual to spirited, we've just met a few of the members of the Threshold Singers of Madison. We have a link to their website and more information at WPR.org.
Your heart will never break if your life is what you make it. Take it in your hands. Let your spirit dance.